Federal prosecutors were planning to bring criminal charges against Walmart in 2018 over the company's handling of suspicious opioid prescriptions, at least until top appointees at the Justice Department stepped in. That's according to new reporting from ProPublica, which tracks the years-long investigation and Walmart's efforts to get the potential indictment shut down. All of that was happening as the country was seeing a record number of deaths due to opioid overdoses. Jesse Eisinger is a senior reporter and editor with ProPublica. Jesse, thanks for joining us on Central Time.
John, thanks for having me. I just want to say I grew up in Madison, so I'm always happy to come back to the Badger land and talk about my work.
Well, we're glad that you were able to be with us today. This case started in Texas in 2016. Talk about how the investigators first got keyed into Walmart's pharmaceutical practices and what they found.
So they were tracking some pill mill doctors, two pretty bad doctors in Texas, the DEA and federal prosecutors in the Eastern District of Texas. And they tracked three women who left the office of one of these doctors, drove a long way, about 60 miles, to a Walmart in McKinney, Texas, and then walked out, all three of them, with huge prescriptions for really suspicious opioids. And they had dependence problems on painkillers, those three women. And the prosecutor, a woman named Heather Rattan, she was a 20-year veteran of the Eastern District, and she had a lot of experience with drug cartels. And she basically said to the DEA agents and to her fellow prosecutors, well, we're going to do the same thing we do in a heroin investigation. We're going to try to focus on the source and cut off the source. And one of those sources was Walmart. And they began investigating Walmart's pharmacy practices.
Pharmacists were raising concerns. Walmart pharmacists were raising concerns about some of the prescriptions they were getting. What kind of feedback did they get from the company when they put up those red flags?
Exactly. So this is what the DEA and the Eastern District of Texas prosecutors found was when they got discovery from Walmart, what they found was, excuse me, not discovery, Walmart turned over some emails. What they found was that pharmacists were raising alarms about having to fill prescriptions to various doctors. And they weren't just in Texas. It was a nationwide problem. There was one Florida doctor who was sending patients from Kentucky to central Wisconsin, actually, as it happens, to get their prescriptions filled, their opioid prescriptions filled. And this doctor was sending patients to over 30 states, to Walmarts in over 30 states. This is a nationwide problem. So what they were finding was that when these pharmacists were raising alarms saying, this is a liability on us, we shouldn't be filling these prescriptions are not for legitimate medical purposes, compliance department in Bentonville, in headquarters, at the home office, they were basically turning a blind eye. That's what the prosecutors ended up believing. They were saying things like, well, you can't block these doctors. You can't just, you have to evaluate prescriptions on a prescription by prescription, case by case basis, which was a kind of bureaucratic hurdle. And one of them, actually, one compliance officer actually said to a sales manager, Walmart people should be focused on, quote, driving sales. That was what he actually put in an email that prosecutors thought was very damaging, very damning.
Jesse Eisinger is a senior reporter and editor with ProPublica. We're talking about the case of the U.S. attorneys against Walmart and what all happened with this concerning some suspicious opioid prescriptions. I gather from your reporting that criminally indicting an entire company is a rare move, but in this case, the prosecutors felt that's where the evidence led them. How rare is this? And what happened once they started moving on this?
Yeah, so it's almost unheard of to prosecute a Fortune 500 company. It almost never happens. to indict companies. Prosecutors are really reluctant to do that because it affects the employees and it can sometimes put a company out of business. So they've really shied away from that. In fact, I think they've shied away too much from that. I wrote a book about this called The Chicken Bleep Club. I won't say it on the radio. Why the Justice Department fails to prosecute executives. And here they wanted to prosecute the company, and they had to go through the higher echelons of the Department of Justice, and Trump appointees at the Department of Justice said no, they nixed it. They said you cannot prosecute. They overruled the determination from the Eastern District of Texas. Now, you have to understand, the Eastern District of Texas prosecutors, they're not, liberals from the Northeast or something. The U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Texas himself was a Trump appointee, a Republican. So these guys were not kind of socialists by any means, but they were overruled by the Trump appointees. When they wanted to prosecute an individual, the compliance manager who said that people should be focused on driving sales, they nixed that as well, and then they put up subsequent roadblocks for the civil settlement, all to the enormous frustration of the prosecutors in the Eastern District of Texas.
And the attorneys representing Walmart in this whole thing were both, I understand the two lead attorneys, were both former federal prosecutors themselves. How did that play into this?
Well, they had enormous amount of influence and pull. They could get access. One was an outside attorney for Jones Day, which is a very influential law firm. She was a former U.S. attorney in California. And Jones Day is particularly influential in the Trump administration. One was the former U.S. attorney in where Bentonville is located in Arkansas. So he had overseen Walmart and then went through the revolving door to become an in-house attorney at Walmart. And they were able to reach to the top echelons of the Department of Justice. They wrote to many officials in the higher-ups at the DOJ, including Rod Rosenstein, who then was the deputy attorney general, famous for his oversight of the Mueller investigation. And at one point, the prosecutors had a meeting with Rod Rosenstein. Rosenstein's office had already told them that they could not have bring the criminal charges against the company. And the DEA administrator said, a fine is not going to be enough for these guys. These guys have more money than they know what to do with. And Rosenstein rebuked him or made a joke saying, well, not that there's anything wrong with making money. We're all capitalists here. And the Eastern District prosecutors and the DEA agents and people listening were really taken aback by Rosenstein's quip, because I think they thought, well, you're implying that we're trying to punish this company for making money, for being successful. We're trying to punish them because we believe that they committed crimes.
And what's Walmart's position been in this? What have they said about this whole case? What were their tactics?
Well, Walmart has consistently argued that no one at the company committed crimes, and therefore the corporation also is not liable criminally. They've kind of opened the door for civil liability. They've admitted some mistakes here. But their tactic has been, it's a playbook that many companies use to great effect, which is to go over the heads of prosecutors where they don't like the answer they're getting from the line prosecutors, from the staff prosecutors, from the DEA agents, or in some cases the FBI. They go over the heads and they go to the political appointees. And this actually worked in the Obama administration as well to great effect, to blunt investigations and dull them. But it's working even better in the Trump administration. They go and they say, these prosecutors are out of control. One of the things that Walmart really did, which is kind of very Trumpian, is to attack the investigators. So they really went on the offensive here. And they said, the Eastern District of Texas, they're unethical, they're out of control, you have to rein them in. And that seems to have been very effective with Trump appointees at the DOJ in Washington.
And one of the prosecutors in this case actually resigned over all this, didn't he?
Yes. Well, the head of the civil division at the Eastern District of Texas was so frustrated that he resigned. He tendered his resignation in the fall of 2019, just a few months ago, after he had complained. One of the things he complained about was that Walmart wasn't cooperating with its subpoena. You know, a subpoena is a lawful document, and you're supposed to comply with it. And Walmart basically was treating it as optional and picking and choosing what it wanted to give.
And we've seen that happen before. Jesse Eisinger, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jesse Eisinger is a senior reporter and editor with ProPublica. He talked with us about his reporting about Walmart's situation and how it was handled.